Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour.
That's Chuck Berry bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me still. One more segment. I've got a couple of things I want to talk about. By the way, on my website, I hope you check that out. I hope you use that to your advantage, and the main site is free. Well, everything we have is free except for the books. But the site, there are thousands, tens of thousands of pieces of content, whether it be an article or a blog post or archives, interviews that we've done on every topic under the sun. We've been on the air for 18 and a half years. We've been archiving for almost that long. So go back and listen to, I mean, there are archives back to the early part of the last decade that you can still find there. From some of the people who are still on the show, on topics that are evergreen, things that you know, when you're talking about selling is old school fundamental. That means, you know what that means? That means it's not, some of these things are not going to change. So lots of great evergreen interviews and articles, and it's all free. I hope you're using your advantage. And of course, the book website is to help you understand what the book's about. And we ask you, you know, I hope you buy the book, but if you don't, you can find out more about it on the website and on the big website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. There's almost every chapter is in an article somewhere there on the website, so you can read a lot of the book there for nothing. Just my goal is to help you get smarter. That's all I want, is to help you get better, get smarter, become more successful, and do a better job for all of us to do a better job in what we're doing. Folks, I hope you don't mind me taking a moment to talk a little bit about what's happened over the weekend with the Orlando thing. My heart is so heavy about all that, the loss of life, the families, the people, the sad things, and there's so many things, there's so many touch points there to think about, that we all have to think about, the fact that this guy was on the radar. What do we do? What are we going to do here in America about people like that? He was on the FBI's radar. They had interviewed him. They tried to bait him into doing something, and he wouldn't take the bait. And so these guys are getting smarter, aren't they? And what are we going to do about these people? Are we going to just wait till they kill 50 people till we do something about it? But how do we reconcile that with the liberty that the Constitution provides us? You know, there's something called habeas corpus, right? You can't arrest somebody and hold them indefinitely for nothing. So we've got to, these are things that we've got to, America's got to have a gut check with itself about things like that. America also has to have a gut check with itself about how this has come to pass. I remember, many of you will remember back in the last decade, I covered the Iraq war with people who were on the ground there. Three or four different people, including our friend Rich Galen, when he was there. But two or three others who were over there trying to help the Iraqis get their country going. I covered that war on this show once a month or more. They would join me on the show to give us a report. And I remember Rich Galen talking about meeting someone who was part of what we would now call the ISIS. He was essentially an ISIS type of guy. And Rich said something like, was talking to him about... The fighting the war over there, and the guy said, well, you either fight us here, or you fight us, if you don't fight us here, we're going to follow you home. He told Rich that, we're going to follow you home. That was probably 13 years ago, 12 years ago, that he said that to Rich, and then Rich reported that to us on the show. And that's come to pass, hasn't it? They followed us home. Regardless of the direct connection, the ideology followed us home. And it's happening. It happened in San Bernardino. It happened at Fort Hood. It's happened now in Orlando. It happened in Chattanooga. Folks, we've got to realize that we are at war. We can't be naive about this. We can't be passive about this. We can't be pacifists about this. We have to realize we are at war. We're just lucky that the next time this happens, it won't be one nightclub in Orlando. It'll be 50 nightclubs across the country, all in the same night, coordinated. These are the kinds of things that's what's next. Not flying a plane into a building. We have to all be vigilant, and we have to do whatever we have to do to protect ourselves. Our way of life is being threatened. I'm not saying it's in peril, because I think we can fix it, but it is being threatened. We are being threatened. And one last thing about the police. God bless the early responders for what they did, running towards 911. Folks, they need all the protection they can get. Never mind the optics and the visuals. My son's is a SWAT team leader. I want him to have everything he needs to do the job and to be safe and to come home. And you do too. You want the men and women of your early responders the same way. And never mind political correctness be damned. You've never heard me use that word on this show before in 18 and a half years. Political correctness be damned when it comes time, when it comes to defending and protecting our men and women early responders. So let's think about these things. Our way of life is being threatened. What are we going to do about it? It's time for America to have a gut check. 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.